Hot and humid as we head into the weekend, and the big news is not much in the way of rain or storms, and we haven't had a weekend like this in more than 4 weeks, really better than 5 weeks, where you haven't had to keep an eye to the sky and worry about downpours and lightning. That's not to say it's completely dry or free of a storm, but very hit and miss. Less than 10% of the area will get rain today or tomorrow, less than 20% of the area on Sunday, and then the coverage goes up dramatically early next week. We get back into the wetter pattern that we would expect this time of year to at least have some showers and thunderstorms, and we'll see that again next week. In the meantime, highs today right through the weekend will be in the mid to upper 80s at the beaches, the low to mid 90s inland, so it'll be hot, but the average high right now is the highest it gets all year long at 92, so to be hot is not at all unusual. It's like saying it's a cold day in Chicago in January. It's what you'd expect, right? And nighttime lows only dropping into low to mid 70s. Sunburn times down around 10 minutes or so between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., so sunscreen and apply and reapply, of course. And the beaches look like a great place through the weekend. The rip current risk will generally be low, kind of leaning into the moderate range at times with an onshore flow, but it's not particularly strong winds. But still, always swim and surf near a lifeguard and with a buddy. We have the last day of the Kingfish Tournament today. Again, seas only about 2 to 3 feet. Sunshine, an isolated shower could occur, but generally pretty good fishing weather, too. And that'd be true on through the weekend for any of the recreational fishermen that want to head out through the weekend. And then I mentioned early next week those storms picking up. So don't be surprised. Don't be caught off guard. Here's your first alert Monday and Tuesday. Have that umbrella handy again as showers and thunderstorms start to increase. And we'll see the good old afternoon heavy downpours, frequent lightning with some of those storms that we're pretty accustomed to, of course, this time of year. In the tropics, no areas of concern. Really great news there. So stays quiet, certainly through the weekend, and really looking for through the foreseeable future at this point anyway. Always more in Talking the Tropics with Mike at ActionNewsJax.com and our First Alert weather app and WOKV.com. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.